folks just...
All right. Sorry?
I said, you folks just make yourself at home and turn off the lights when you leave. Wonderful.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes. We'll do a super quick Hug Nation.
Good.
Where we take a moment and... which was... I was reminded at church on Christmas Eve, the sermon was about that Jesus urged those to love, even those that were not of his flock.
Yes.
Which I think is kind of what we've been talking about at Hug Nation, which is that the people all around the world, regardless of what their politics are or what their religion is, that they would rather hug you than hurt you.
Right.
And that at their heart, that people would are loving people.
We are made... We're brothers and sisters, so we're made for each other. The significant thing is that as we think about hugging others, we are aware that, well, I grew up on the idea there's a sob after every sunset from the thousands and millions of people who are not so privileged.
Mm.
And it seems to me that this is a day of mourning as we think of what's happening. Many young people, many babies will not have the privilege of glorious living and then tasting of the beauty, this tree outside my little cocoon, the wonder about the place, the seaside nearby. My, we are blessed beyond our measuring. Thanks be unto the Creator for such wonderful gift of life. There's a statement from a very significant person in the past who said, the old order changeth, yielding place to the new, and the Creator fulfills himself in one good custom that strengthens the world.
So we
change, and we're part of this. I do appreciate your coming today, and I rejoice that I'm here with Tasha and with you, and here where the world is close to us, and for all the Christmas presents for our children, they're helping in Thailand, helping in China, and that was their Christmas gifts this year, to be a part of people placing their weight for the good values of life in suffering and in helpfulness, to prove themselves helpful.
So you're saying that what you're referring to, the Christmas gifts that you gave to your family this year...
That's it.
...was gifts on behalf of them...
Yeah, on behalf of them.
...to charities worldwide.
Yeah, we checked all the charities and how much money they spend in raising it, and then we took the charities where most of the money went to the helping people.
Right. And even sent some directly to a Peace Corps volunteer.
I said, yeah, and I did that,
that's
wonderful. And he's responded already. He's, well, I'm part of the extended family.
That's wonderful.
And we have a girl in Thailand, and she's running a house where they go out and buy the girls. Some fathers in Burma sell their daughters for prostitution. And so we go in and buy them out and take them to a home and refit them up and give them a trade. And I've heard these young women, when they came to our country, sing. And is one of the beautiful ministries in Bangkok today. And then we're touching in the Peace Corps, the plowing shares.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, my sons helped me study it, and we're glad to place this little weight of our life. It's only a token, but my, the world must help one another. We're all bound together. We are brothers and sisters in life. Thank you, John.
Well,
let's hug right now.
Well, let's make a special focus of our energy this week for Hug Nation. It's Sunday. You talked about the sob after the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And with the natural disasters worldwide right now, there are a lot of sobbing going on. So let us give ourselves a grasp around our shoulders, and as we squeeze our shoulders, project that hug, project that love to people who are hurting right now, people who are sobbing, people who are feeling loss and pain and fear, and let's try to just give them a little warmth and love to help them through this dark point for them.
Feel the touch, caring. The people care for those who are in grave and sorrowful difficulty. All the children that are being, never having a chance to live and to wonder and to be appreciative of the gift of life.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you. So just take 2 seconds and visualize the people in your life. Give a squeeze. Feel them squeezing you. And happy Hug Nation.
Wonderful. Blessings on
you. I love you, Grandpa.
I love you. God bless.
Thank you.
And thank you, Tasha. Well.
All right, I think that's...
She'll be downstairs.
You might have a minute or two to get ready for your doctor's appointment.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thank you. And my house is your house, and I haven't hugged you again.
No.
Sister?
Not yet.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. All right, we'll just close the door.